Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Rogue River Courier reported in June 1911 that a proud mother had just learned that her son had won a prestigious art award. The newspaper said the New York Art Association had awarded the son, Ralph Stackpole, first prize in a contest, and it presciently predicted a brilliant career. Grants Pass, Oregon already considered Stackpole, born in Williams, Oregon, an art prodigy. With his widowed mother's encouragement, he enrolled in the Mark Hopkins Art Institute in San Francisco when he was just 16. To earn money, he staggered studies with work as a surveyor for the proposed but ill-fated Grants Pass to Crescent City Railroad. After the San Francisco earthquake destroyed his studio, Stackpole studied in France for 2 years, returning to San Francisco in 1908, where he became a prominent artist, sculpting a Venus at the Palace of Fine Arts. Today, Stackpole murals depicting American workers are in San Francisco's Coit Tower on Telegraph Hill, public buildings in Sacramento, and the Department of Interior in Washington, D.C. In 1915, Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered a Stackpole sculpture for his garden at Hyde Park. Stackpole died in 1973. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.